I know what it's like to be so insecure in yourself that you can't even leave the house at times because you don't want people to judge you, or you think the whole world is looking at you and staring at you. I used to always compare and criticize myself to people I saw on social media, people in real life, and I would constantly speak negativity over my body. And the sad part is, no matter what I did, whether I worked out, ate healthy, whatever I did, I was never happy with my body. And maybe you relate to this. You know, it seems like maybe you're working really hard for your goals and you're just never happy with your body, never satisfied. And I do want to say this is very common in our world today. And I don't know if it's more common because social media is, you know, making people more have more body image issues, or if it's because this was always a thing, you know, in the last, I don't know, 50 years, whatever, even before social media. And it's just coming out now that people are struggling with it, because I think people are becoming more open about their struggles. But if you are feeling this way, you just have to remember that you're not alone and there is hope. Because if I could learn to love my body while still improving in every area of my health daily, I know that you can. And it might look a little bit different because not everyone's journey is the same. But I want to be able to provide you with the information that you could maybe use in your life. So I guess this would help if we kind of rewinded to where my body dysmorphia, body image issues really hit me. This was about 2019, okay? I was in, let's see, eighth grade at the time, and I felt too thin. Everyone around me was maturing faster than I was, and I felt very small for my age. I remember someone calling me chicken legs, string bean arms, you know, whatever it may be. And maybe they weren't making fun of me. Maybe they were, I don't know. But whatever words were used to describe that I was thin, it hurt. And so I tried to eat a lot of junk food, which was not great for my mental health, because that stuff really plays a factor in how you mentally act. But I started eating a lot of junk food, wanted to gain weight, and it sort of worked. I kind of just got bloated, and this is coming from someone who ate pretty clean their whole life because my parents have always, you know, taught me to eat well. So going from that to another extreme, I felt really bloated and just very unhealthy, very lethargic, very fatigued, and it didn't really work because I was just bloated and I still was not happy with my body. I didn't gain weight in the right places and I was still small and I still hated my body. So even though I may have achieved my goal, I still hated my body. So now we're going to 2020. I decided to start my fitness journey. And I think we all, maybe if you started a fitness journey, maybe you know the feeling where you start off working out to get thinner. Okay, I think that's a really popular thing, especially for girls, unfortunately. But I started going to the gym because I wanted to be a model, which nothing wrong with that at all. I'm just saying that the way I wanted to do it was very unhealthy, and I restricted my eating, and I did a lot of ab workouts, cardio, and this isn't necessarily like bad, the types of workouts I was doing. Cardio is good, right? But the issue was my mindset behind it. And I was already very thin. So restricting my eating was not healthy at all. I did not need to lose weight. But unfortunately, the body dysmorphia hit me again and told me that I did need to lose weight. But the issue was I was never happy with myself. I remember I was supposed to go to my friend's party and I was sitting home, everything was fine, I was getting ready, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm straightening my hair, and a wave of insecurity comes over me. Oh my gosh, my eyes, they look too far apart. My nose is too big. I don't like the bump on my nose. I don't like my freckles I have here. And my face is dry and my hair is frizzy and my eyelashes are short. My hips are just so boxy and I don't have the nice curves and my legs are too skinny, but they're also not big enough. And but then, you know, I could have that thigh gap. And oh my gosh, this would go on and on and on. And this particular night, I lost it, which this happened quite often. But I did not want to go out. I was like, no, I can't be seen. People are going to judge me. People are going to think I look horrible and ugly. And this is so sad that we convince ourselves to believe this when people aren't even worried about what you look like. They're really not. And if they are judging you, that's their problem, you know? Maybe they have some insecurities of their own, and so they're trying to point out flaws in other people. But that's not your problem. But this night, I was very upset. I basically had to be forced to leave the house and was crying just a lot. But I achieved my so-called goals. I got the measurements I wanted of, you know, and I achieved being thin, but I wasn't happy with my body. My mind told me, no, you need to lose more weight. And I was never happy with what I saw in the mirror. And so now, a few months go by, I'm still in this mindset, but my boyfriend at the time got me into lifting weights. Such a blessing, because this really helped my mindset. So instead of wanting to be smaller, I wanted to be stronger, which is great. So I go to the gym. Mind you, I had major gym anxiety at the time. This is about mid-2021, maybe early 2021 when I dabbled in the gym, but major gym anxiety. I would go to the bathroom crying. I was petrified that people were judging me at the gym, but I really wanted to overcome it. I really wanted to work out. So I forced myself to go, and over time, I started getting the hang of it. I was really wanting to get strong, lift weights, and then I kind of entered like my powerlifting era. So my identity was in how much weight I could lift, but I was never happy with the numbers. There was always someone that was better than me, that was lifting more than me, that looked stronger than me, and I was never happy with myself. And so I remember the insecurities came again. But this time it wasn't, you're not thin enough. This time it was, you're not strong enough. And it was also, you can't lift enough weight. And so I was never happy with my body. And I remember at this point, after going through several stages of my fitness journey, I was like, what's the point of this? Like, I thought getting into fitness is supposed to make me love my body. And it was so disheartening to see. I had worked so hard to achieve this body I wanted. Now we're going into 2022. I was still working so hard, and I wasn't happy with my body. And I didn't understand it. I was like, why am I not happy? And I hear a lot, even now on social media, where you'll see, especially people in the fitness industry, never be satisfied. Never be satisfied with what you look like. And I think that this can be taken the wrong way. Of course, you don't want to be complacent, and you don't want to stop working hard for anything in life, you know? You don't want to become lazy and not strengthen your mind, your body, the spiritual aspect as well, your relationship with God. You know, you always want to be working, but you do have to find joy in the process, because if you don't, it's going to be a horrible process. And so the advice, never be satisfied. That's what I was doing. I was never satisfied. I was never happy with my body. But this was so discouraging because I hated the journey. For the past few years, I was not loving my body. And so mid-2022, I started really growing my relationship with God. Before that, I was kind of dabbling, but then I had a breakup that occurred in my life, and that kind of sent me towards God. And I love how a lot of times our struggles in life a rock bottom moment will push us towards God. And I think that's a beautiful thing. But mid-2022, maybe earlier in 2022, I was growing my relationship with God. And this is when I realized, wait a minute, I've been chasing this worldly thing, which is looks. I've been placing my identity in how I look. And then I realized, that's why I've been so unhappy with my body, because it's only about how I look. And I didn't think about what's inside of me, which is the Holy Spirit. And I didn't think about the relationship I was growing with Jesus and who made me, you know, that God made me. I didn't realize that this is why I wasn't happy with my body, because I was placing my identity in how I looked. And I constantly see this through the fitness industry. There's so much vanity, so much pride. You know, you have to look perfect all the time. You have to have a certain amount of muscle or people won't take you seriously. You know, people only following you for your looks. And it's sad. It's sad to see. And I was a part of it. And I'm still trying to find the balance in it all. Because, yes, I want to inspire people to get on a fitness journey. It's exciting, you know? But the thing that saved me from going down a path of self-hatred, well, I was already down that path, but going down it more, was having a relationship with God. So early 2022, I started reading my Bible. I started my own Bible study with my friends. I really made praying a priority, and not like the surface level praying where you're just like, thank you, God, for this meal. Amen. But more like, I'm so thankful for my struggles, dear Lord. I'm thankful for the ups, the downs, and really thanking him. And then, you know, asking him for wisdom and strength and what I desire, but also what his overall plan for me, that I trust that more. But through strengthening my relationship with God, I started to love my body. And of course, there's going to be days and moments where, sure, I'm not the biggest fan of my body. This happened just recently. I was kind of criticizing my legs. I was like, I could really use some more muscle on my legs. Like, I'm kind of unproportionate. My upper body's bigger than my lower body. And I was kind of feeling like, ugh, gosh. And that's when I remember, okay, Adriana, time to get in your Bible. Time to open up the Word. Time to get close with God. Maybe you've been distant, and that's a game changer. You know, where your heart is more important than your outward appearance. And of course, I'm not saying we should be lazy and disregard our health. The Bible says to do everything for the glory of God. So of course, I think working out, living a healthy lifestyle is honoring and sending glory to God. But it's not sending glory to God when your identity is placed in solely how you look. And I've been there. And even at the beginning of the year, you know, I was getting caught up in my outward appearance. And I constantly have to check myself. Like, okay, you're going to the gym. Why are you going to the gym? Okay, right now my goal, I really want to get stronger. But not in the way where I want to look super like aesthetically pleasing. Like, yes, don't get me wrong, I do want to build muscle, but more in the way where the stronger I get physically, the mentally stronger I get. And the more I do certain things like martial arts and mobility training and cardio, I'm just getting ready for daily life, you know, bending down, picking stuff up. It requires flexibility. And so I'm training now to be stronger mentally, physically, and spiritually, because I think it all goes together. And so with anything you do, if you're really wanting to live for the Lord, which was the best decision I ever made, you really have to make sure all you're doing is for the glory of God. And if you're thinking, why am I not happy with my body? Think about it. What is your identity placed in? Is your identity placed in your body and your outward appearance, or is it placed in your heart? You know, is your identity placed in the Holy Spirit, in God, in Jesus? Is it placed there? And that's a question I wanted to leave with you, because this was really powerful for me. And I know over the past year of developing my relationship with God, I'm not insecure to where I can't go out in public. You know, maybe I don't feel like I look the best, but that's okay. That's okay if I don't feel like I look the best that day, because life is more about your appearance. Because one day, your appearance is going to fade. However aesthetically pleasing you are, it's going to fade, and you're going to get old. You know, you're going to get gray hair and have wrinkles, and you're going to age. And what are you left with then? What's your identity placed in then? And once you figure out that answer and make sure it's placed in, well, God, that's when you can really create the life that you love. If you enjoyed what we talked about today, then be sure to share with a friend and stay tuned for upcoming episodes on how to create the life that you love.